The only thing there is to do in this life is to surrender yourself. What I mean by surrender yourself, it's very complicated because who's doing the surrendering? Right? If I tell you to surrender yourself, who's going to do that? Okay, the crazy part is no one's actually doing the surrendering. To surrender is to back away from, to allow. That's surrender. It's not making anything be there. It's not making anything go. It's not making anything grow. It's not making anything. It's allowing. Complete allowing. Now, what are you allowing to? When you recognize that there is a deep power in you that is God, that can and is and always will be creating new combinations of energy that will appear physically, and those combinations of energy that will appear physically will match what you have consciously dwelt in and as exclusively. So when awareness gets on a thing, when awareness gets into a thing, it grows. First of all, I should say it comes to life. It comes to life. It becomes active. Did it exist already? Yes. It existed in an absolute form. An absolute form is nowhere, no thing, no one. So things exist, but in wave form. We could say conscious form. There's no distinctions to be made on. Not until somebody observes. So once you consciously observe, you cause what already is to become active. It becomes active within you. When something becomes active within you, the mistake that's made right here is who you are. You are not an individual. Josh the Shaman, welcome to Prayer Day. Today, we speak truths over life, not from I'm trying to force it to happen, but from a recognition of the truth of it inside of ourselves. There is a principle of being, of life, that is infinitely intelligent and is coming through in all ways. Through all forms, all vibrations, all experiences. And it is this one consciousness that is connecting with itself through the dualistic world of forms to come to a conclusion of selfhood or godhood within the particular form. God is all the characters. God threw himself into the characters so that they may be alive and become fully who they are meant to be, which is the God versions of themselves, consciously unified with God. So the ones who recognize that they are consciously unified with God and they are expressions of God, walking, moving, living gods, because God threw himself into his creation, and is continuing to expand forevermore, those creations, into fuller conscious realization of who they are as God. So this way, God can feel himself, recognize himself, and direct himself. Because he has no self-direction without humanity, without the characters to grow through and be experienced through. So we are the expressions of God, and we are God in expression. So if we are God in expression, and we know this, we can surrender our activity to a higher conscious principle and a higher acceptance of ourselves, a more divine conception of ourselves, and surrender our lives to the divine conception we have within us, because it is the principle of consciousness that is God. Aliveness, being here-ness, now-ness. There is no thing going or moving, changing, living, that does not have conscious life in it to some degree. The degree by which these things are awake to their own selfhood, their own actions and existence, is the degree by which they can control their destiny, their ends, or their relative ends in this world of death called the three-dimensional world. The greater control they have, the lower the self-recognition, the lower control over their destiny, their relative ends. So it is the work of the one consciousness in different degrees through the manifestations of things, by which greater God gets a greater experience of himself. For us to become all that we are is for God to become all he is. Or should I say, recognize all he is, experience all he is, and enjoy all he is. Now, if God, which he is love, God is only love. There is no he, she to it. Love is God. God is love. So God, synonymous with love, and different things, power and intelligence, loving power, loving intelligence, infinite, loving and infinite intelligence. Excuse me. Infinite intelligence. Loving, infinite intelligence comes through our experience. Experiencing more and more and more of itself. More and more of its character. Its complete experience as this character. We are a thought in the mind of God. That means we are made of God himself. And all of God's capabilities. If the character wakes up within the dream, are given to the character. And the character can move and have his being the way he desires. The way his character is. This is his soul. So we are walking awakenings of God. the more we can see the more we can see the truth of this. The better. The more we can see the truth of all is consciousness. The more we can see the truth of that, the more we can see the truth of everything is the same I am-ness in different degrees of self-recognition. How much of what you are do you recognize and connect with?